Indian River grower and packer Dan Ritchie made a quick appearance at the Indian River Citrus League's annual meeting last week to tell about efforts to get the European Union to accept the same canker protocol for fresh Florida citrus that some other countries have accepted. League Executive Vice President Doug Bornique tells about the difficulty in sending fruit to some markets and in particular addresses the inability so far to get the European Union to accept a reasonable canker protocol.
Other countries try to keep you out with non-tariff trade barriers, and obviously now canker and black spot, among others, are used by other countries to keep our fruit from being shipped to their country. Indian River Citrus is shipped to 24 countries around the world. It's 80% of our shipments. So we need those markets to stay open. That's critical to our fresh fruit industry.
I believe the EU is still not letting fruit with canker lesions on it in, but Japan, Korea, and some other places are, correct?
Correct. That's the bottom line of the issue. We would like for them to look at lesions that do not conduct or transmit the disease as nothing more than a skin blemish, which it is. It doesn't transmit the disease, but they're very slow to accept some of the key pieces of research.
We're sending a lot of fruit to Europe that does not have canker lesions on it, correct? And this would just open more possibilities for us.
Yeah, none of the fruit that goes to Europe has any lesions on it currently.
Bornique praises Dan Ritchie's efforts to keep European and other markets more open.
He serves the industry so nobly. I mean, there's a guy that puts in untold hours for the fresh fruit industry and for the entire industry trying to maintain our markets.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.